time to talk some football issues, though. The man who covers the Eagles for ESPN.com as the rookies are reporting, and Carson Wentz is out there with the brace on, showing some leadership. We welcome in Tim McManus on the Comcast Business Hotline. Timmy, how about that Carson Wentz?
He wasn't out there with the rookies today.
Oh, he wasn't. He was there yesterday, though, right?
But and video has emerged of him lately being out on that field and throwing the ball around to some of his teammates. Today, he let the rookie quarterback that they signed for this mini camp come on and throw the ball around. It was Kyle Bolin, Kenny Hill, and Brandon Silvers that were throwing the ball today. But Wentz has been out there and throwing a pigskin around a little bit.
Well, did you say Kyle Bowler?
Kyle Bolin.
Kyle Bolin. All right, so what kind of crop of rookies? It's hard to say how they look, obviously, but when you look at this kind of a camp, what do you look for?
Well, it's hard to pull out anything that's going to be a long-lasting, I think, impression about these guys, but the nerves are probably at their highest on the first day where these guys are getting exposure to the NFL for the first time. And I think that applied to Dallas Goedert, their second-round pick coming out of the FCS. And he had a few drops over the course of the day. But again, it's really not a big deal. And he said that he feels like tomorrow he's really looking forward to where the newness of it all wears off a little bit and you can kind of focus in on the task at hand. And the same could probably be said for Jordan Mailata, who's never played football in his life. Mm-hmm. The seventh round pick out of Australia. All he knows is rugby. And here he has offensive line coach Jeff Stoutland kind of barking orders at him, along with Eugene Chung, the assistant coach. Uh-huh. And, they were definitely on him today, giving him a lot of advice, let's say, about how to go through techniques and different drills for offensive line. And he said during the conference call after he got drafted that he knew little as peanuts. And afterwards, he said, now I know, two peanuts as opposed to one. So it's a very gradual sort of entry process.
Set the scene for me on how he looked as an actual offensive tackle. What did it look like?
Huge, number one. Uh-huh. 6'8" and 350 pounds, and he's got minimum amount of fat. So just as a comparison, a former offensive line coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers worked with him at IMG Academy. And he said that most of the guys that he worked with when he was with the Bucs that were around that size usually had about 30% body fat. Mm-hmm. And Mailata, in comparison, measured in at 17%. So mm-hmm. he's like all, his 350 pounds is lean 350 yeah. pounds. He's a massive man.
Right.
But the technique-wise, he's brand new to it. Yeah. So it looked a little awkward, to be honest.
Okay. I thought it would look awkward. We can't hold it against him. The drops in the tight end surprised me, though. In a rookie camp like that, I think you can see against veterans, maybe. But, in a rookie camp, I would think he would show off a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's, again, first impressions, and it won't be a lasting one. Mm-hmm. I think the last thing they're probably worried about with Goddard is his hands. If you look at his kind of history on the collegiate level, he's got these one-handed grabs and all over the place. So I don't think it's anything to really worry about.
All right. Doug spoke, said he was encouraged by Wentz. What else did he have to say, and what would you make of his comments on Wentz? Wentz seems determined that he's going to be the starter day one. He doesn't want to leave any room for anything else.
I agree. And if there is a concern, here's where it is, Mike, is the research that I've done and the experts in the field that I've talked to around ACL surgery. It's pretty common knowledge that 9 to 12 months is the typical recovery time for a clean ACL tear. The September 6th game against Atlanta would be a little bit less than 9 months from the original injury, which was December 10th against Los Angeles. And everyone seems to agree that when you add an LCL tear on top of that, it's more complicated and can be more problematic. And yet, the targeted window is less than actually 9 months, which is really on the early side of a recovery time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of, the drumbeat that Wentz is putting out there. Now, he says it's a fluid process, but he clearly has marked that week one. This is the most important thing that they have in front of them by a long shot right now, is making sure that he is not rushed back. And I know that is the intention, but but they're going to have to be, there's going to be some point, I think, where Wentz, he's worked that hard. He's really aiming towards week one. He wants to be on the field. And if he's not ready, somebody is going to have to step in and be very firm about this. But what Peterson said today was kind of twofold. One, that he is highly encouraged was the term that he used about Wentz's progress, but also saying that he is not going to rush him out there and expose him. So I think that's kind of the fine line that they're balancing, is making sure that the carrot continues to dangle for Wentz, giving him every opportunity to get back without rushing it. But this is going to be sort of a blow-by-blow, week-by-week that we're going to be monitoring through the spring and summer to see whether he actually does progress fast enough to be out there in week one. And if he's not, man, I mean, if he's not ready, there's got to be someone who steps up and makes that call, even though it probably will not sit very well with Wentz.
All right, let's talk about slot corner and Maddox being the candidate. You really can't get much in one day, but did he look decent to you?
Yeah, he did. And they're not exactly the portion that we were out there. We were out there for about the first 20 minutes, and so you're really not getting a whole lot of teamwork. It's just the individual drills that they're going for to just look at how they are physically, essentially. And what you can say with Maddox is that he does have a burst to him, an explosiveness. And when he was going through those drills, he did stand out. Now, he's 5'9", and once pads are on, does it look a little bit different as a rookie? Very possibly. I mean, we've seen that time and again where a guy looks great without pads and then puts them on and he looks a beat slower. But from what we saw from Maddox today, you know, you can see why they're intrigued, because he has those kind of explosive traits that would be conducive to a slot corner position, assuming that he'd be able to grow and mature in the system.
All right, last question. They signed a ton of undrafted free agents, and the Corey Clement principle applies that, you know, maybe a couple of them will be surprises. Who do you think?
Yeah, I would say that Josh Adams, the running back out of Notre Dame, is one that is the most intriguing, probably.
And Central Bucks South, right? Is that where you went to?
Yeah,
there you go. Okay.
Local boy.
Yep.
But he wasn't able to get onto the field today. It was uncovered during the pre-draft process that he had a hairline fracture in his foot, apparently. And so he is slow playing it in and isn't able to participate in this rookie mini camp. But I think long term, we were talking about 6'2", 213 pounds. And, that's a level of intrigue there that I'm pretty curious to see. So that's probably the one that stands out first and foremost. And then, the second thing I would say is that they spent a decent amount of resources on safeties, and they weren't able to really snatch one during the draft, but they brought in four of them, including Jeremy Reeves out of South Alabama and Dominic Sanders out of Georgia. And so there's a couple of those safeties that I think, just because of the way that they're kind of thinking about it long term, knowing that they need some guys in the pipeline, there's two to watch as spring moves to summer as well.
All right, sounds good. Timmy back on the beat. I like it.
Yes, sir. It was a quick off season.
we'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother.
All right, yeah. There he is, Tim McManus.